Hey, grandkids, welcome to another edition of OPA. I believe we're up to Ben Roethlisberger here, huh?
Seven.
Yeah.
For those not in the know.
Yep, you better know the Big Ben number.
Oh, you didn't know?
And he was actually, since some of our topics today are sports related, he was at the Pirates game doing a little catching of some fly balls and a little batting practice for Mr. Roethlisberger today.
Oh, yeah? They let him in there before the game?
Yeah, before the game. So he had Junior there with him.
Junior? He has a little baby now?
Well, they have two.
Two? Wow.
Yeah, no, his son's like 1.5 or something like that.
I am dreadfully behind on the Ben Roethlisberger gossip, you know.
It's not gossip. It's in the newspaper.
Sure, if you consider...
I'm not reading it on TMZ.
Yeah, I mean, if you consider, you know, OK Magazine to be the newspaper.
Yes, the Pittsburgh Tribune Review is OK Magazine.
Is OK Magazine even around? I'm probably dating myself here.
I don't know.
All right. Hey, if anybody out there knows.
Drop us a line, yeah. Post haste.
You know how to get a hold of us. Just let us know if OK Magazine still is a thing. So, another week, another episode. We are glad to be back again. You had some traveling last week. We didn't get to do one.
Yeah, no, my travels have been many. And, yeah, this one was for my niece's confirmation. I still have it, and it does look like there is still an OK Magazine, my good sir.
At least online.
So, yeah, no, I still have one more brewery that I went to, because we went to Rock Bottom on Saturday, or Friday, I should say, and then we went to Strange Ways on Saturday. I'm still pumped about writing about Strange Ways, because that was some fantastically interesting beer.
Wow. So is that available widely or
in Richmond?
Ah.
I brought some back with me.
So you're saying it's available anywhere in Richmond?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Pretty limited market there, which is just fine. It's fun to travel and try a bunch of different beers.
That's true. And it's like a, you know, local flavor, little local business there. That's always nice.
Yeah, no, there are probably specialties all around the country. So it's always fun to head out for them.
You are right.
Well, one thing that led me to drinking when I was working was...
You were drinking while you were working?
Yes.
Okay.
From time to time. Was Idiot Intern loved to collect marbles. Now, you've come up with a second straight show with a connection with him, and I don't know if you're just trying to torture me or if these things just happen to pop up.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you caught on so quickly, my psychological warfare. No, I just happened to see this. And I remember you telling me stories about your idiot intern and how he was obsessed with marbles and felt like they were a great investment vehicle for his finances.
Yeah, no, he thought of marbles as his 401k.
Yeah.
It was kind of crazy.
But then I guess if you know, what would happen if you ever were to lose your marbles? Did he think about that?
Well, I do believe when he went paranoid one time that he did believe that someone had indeed stolen his marbles. He lost some of his marbles.
Oh boy, that is rich. You know, when I made that bad pun, I had no idea that it would actually have been in some way relevant. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, don't worry. Plenty of stories involving him. Like, I feel like at this point there's a... he's not going to ever pay attention to this site, and it's not going to matter.
All right, well...
And all names are protected, too.
To protect the innocent, we've changed all names. His name is actually not Idiot Intern.
Yeah, in fact, someone did not name their child Idiot, and no one... Well, at least I don't think anyone has the last name Intern.
That would be a pretty bummer last name, I gotta say. Intern. I guess, well, no, our doctors are interns too, though. I guess you could get, you know, try to go for that way. Try to say, you know, if your name was Intern, it's like, no, it's the doctor kind of intern. It's not what you're thinking.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm just trying to look up if Intern is indeed a possible surname.
Kevin, this is what we ask the listeners for. They can look this stuff up for us. Or somebody out there has to know somebody. If it's true, then somebody would know somebody with a last name Intern, if it existed.
Yeah. So anyway, neither of those were the case with this young gentleman.
Just clear it up. I'm glad you made that clarification. So, I was gonna say, I heard these stories about this guy collecting marbles and thinking that it's gonna be like an investment. But then when I see these marbles, I'm almost like thinking these are actually pretty intricate, like not what you would think of, you know, your generic looking marbles being with the little colors inside of them, the little, I don't know, color ribbons that you see inside marbles.
Right. Yeah. No, he mostly did the Keller ribbon sort.
Okay.
And I feel like after watching that video that if, and what was, what's that guy's name? Mike Gong is the gentleman's name, but it's works of art, really. Like, it's that nice. I mean, there's a face inside of the marble. Like, there was nothing that that Indian Intern ever showed me was nearly this interesting.
Okay.
Like, I probably would have been like, dude, that's badass. Like, if he was collecting something like this, I would have been like, oh, fuck, I completely get what you're going for here.
Okay.
But no, it was just like the plain marbles. And there is something that goes into it. Like any hobby, if you really are into it, there is something to it. And there's something to look for. There's like little blemishes that you can find, or certain patches of metals that melt a certain way and make certain shapes. Like, there is some thought that can go into making those marbles that just have, you know, just the ribbons of Keller in them.
Okay.
But again, though, that didn't interest me nearly as much as this guy. Like, this one at the top of the article, it looks like a human eye, just like...
Weird, but, squid eye, almost. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it has just that look of an eye, and it's just a kind of a piece of art. It's almost like peacock feathers for the retina area.
Peacock feathers.
Yeah, don't you see that? Maybe it's just...
I guess I'm at an angle here, yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be an ink blot test here too.
Yeah,
I can just be reading my own context into.
Yeah, I think you're seeing different levels than I am right now.
So, I mean, this is just completely wild. What this guy is doing, and like I said, I don't know what else to say about it. Like, it's gorgeous. What this guy does.
Yeah, I guess I was just like,
oh,
I wanted to check with you and just be like, you know, hey, these. I wanted to, I guess, stick up for marbles. just to say that these marbles were pretty damn cool, but I don't know. I guess it does change things that he was kind of just into like normal marbles and not you know, one of the kind handmade works of art like this this guy does here.
Well, and that was the other funny thing about Idiot Intern is that he always felt like he could just walk in to a glass blowing shop and make something of this variety.
Uh-huh, right.
Like, he's like, oh, I don't need all those classes. I can just walk in there and I'm going to make some sweet-ass marbles because I know what I like to buy in marbles. And it's right. Just like buying something is way different than creating what you're buying.
Yeah, this guy sounds like he's like never been humbled at all by anything. Like, he's just thinks that he is, you know, can do anything he feels like. So,
well, he could,
but I shouldn't talk too bad about him because he might be a listener. And
oh, that would be hilarious.
If so, check out these marbles, because I think you could be onto some kind of investment thing here if you pick some of these up.
Yeah, no, the one that's in the video, it almost looks like the face from what is that? The pig game, Angry Birds.
Oh.
Like, it kind of has, like, a on acid, an Angry Birds on acid kind of look to it.
Yeah, I'd say a solid amount of acid would be mixed in there to get this thing. Yeah, it's pretty crazy looking.
Like a Jimi Hendrix in your headband, yeah. Like a full sheet of acid? I mean, is it that level of acid?
I don't know. Not a full sheet, no. Not the Jimi Hendrix in the headband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I would say that, you know, some of it is a little distorted, but I don't know. Some of it is like so precise. Like, it seems like he just has he can control everything about how the marble looks like. It's just pretty badass looking.
Yeah, no, I mean, it really does look like he's controlling it. I mean, it's just, like I said, like, I kind of like some of the marbles that Idiot Intern showed me, but like, the level of artwork between that and this is just, it's not even, to me, it's not even a comparison. Like, I mean, there are, like, clear ovals with another circle inside of them with two smaller circles inside of that. And it's repeated multiple times. Like, it's the whole way around a marble. I mean, that's just...
Yeah,
just that part alone is wild to me.
Yeah, I have no idea how you would make something like this. I mean, he must have just, it seems like it's something he must have just come up with himself, like the technique. I don't know. I guess anyone who's interested, we'll put a link up and you can check it out. I just wanted to defend marbles you know, just to make sure that this wasn't what we were dealing with the intern. Because he may not have deserved the idiot tag, but I guess he has, you know, the verdict is he's earned it at this point.
Yeah, no, he definitely earned it, and it was, like I said, nothing at all like this. And this is just really some cool work. And I do love showing off art style stuff, so I mean, that's just pretty badass to introduce people to stuff like that. And then the next one was pretty funny. Did you remember looking at this, or I need to pull it up here too?
Yeah, so this was like a photographer did this interesting animated series of photographs.
Yeah, he did a series of GIFs, and he photographed buildings and then turned them into these GIFs, sometimes repeating the patterns that were going down. The one building, he turned it into pieces from a Tetris game.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Which is pretty cool. Oh, there's one that has a lot of squares for windows on the outside of the building. It's kind of...
Yeah, is there something that's called? Because I really like that window effect. They have that at CCAD downtown. They have windows kind of like that, where it's like all different size windows, and it's kind of like organic looking, and they're not all in a grid, you know?
Well, no, there's, I mean, it's just regular, like, the glass isn't anything different than, anywhere else, really. It's just the frame and the glazing, you know, whichever way they have it, low E, all that other good stuff. It's just that, you know, it's more like a storefront in a McDonald's, I guess, in some way. But, yeah, they just have different size openings. And, I mean, almost all windows are custom-made anyway, so there's no reason, you know, if you get an order, like, that large, they're not going to rip you off, I guess. You're going to get a pretty decent deal out of it.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess...
So, yeah, I mean, it's just a single frame around the around it. And it's just, yeah, they just decided to put it in a random pattern. And, I mean, it'd be interesting to see the floor plan to the building itself, just to see how it functions.
Yeah, like who gets the windows and who doesn't, who gets a little window, you know, it just seems...
Or who gets one that is lower to the ground, like one, you know, because the one is on the ground level, so I mean, I don't know if that's the doors or someone just has a window that's, you know, your ground level, and then someone just beside you, you know, has a little bit of a windowsill. It'd be kind of interesting because you might have a variety of looks depending upon where you are. Yeah. Now, I mean, I do remember when they first... this is an architectural history class. When they built the Sears... I believe it was the Sears Tower that was in... Or the John Hancock Tower, I should say, in Chicago. The frame is built in a giant metal X. And people actually ended up paying extra money to be... in the middle of the X, even though you weren't going to get any windows. So, but it was just such... You're like, no, I'm on X marks the spot. Like, people kind of made a big deal out of not having a window.
But if you don't have a window, then how can you prove to people that you are at X, really?
You can't.
Then it's like, what's the point if you can't show it off, you know? Like, you have people to your office and be like, check this out.
Nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Yeah, that's what you get to do.
Take a look at nothing. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is, evidently.
Somebody is pretty dumb there, personally, but... Yeah, so I like that one, with a little different color size windows.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool. And, yeah, there's one that it just they just turned it into a stackable... Like and that's kind of the other interesting thing. I don't know exactly. They didn't show you like an original picture and then like how he animated it.
Yeah.
So there's only guess. There's a little bit of guesswork. I think it's just
top two here. Yeah.
Yeah. The top two and then everything else repeats, but it's hard to tell to be completely sure.
Well, to my eyes, but, it just looks like these other ones are all the same shading.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's all just like a clone there. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
And there's another one that they turned the building. It already kind of looks like a giant wind sock anyway. So he turned it into a giant wood sock, wind sock that is just silver in building.
You know what? I couldn't figure it out, but I guess you're right. That is like a wind sock because it's kind of like rippling a little bit almost.
No, the shape itself of the building is, I believe, supposed to emote that, you know, kind of upward, you know, air explosion. And when you go ahead and animate the bumps on the building, I think it aids in making it look that way.
Yeah, I couldn't quite figure it out. I was like, yeah, all right, that makes sense.
Oh. And then I do, there's a house that he just turned into stackable too.
Although, is it stackable? It almost looks stackable to start with.
Yeah, no, it's stackable to start with, which, this is one where I'm like, man, I really want to look up this design. Like, this, out of all the buildings, this one's like, okay, I need to see what they were doing. Like, I'm sure it looks pretty cool and that the floor plan works quite well. It's probably pretty open. But it just looks really cool because it looks like, it almost is like they did it in tubes, but the tubes are just open like glass on each end.
There's like no front at the house almost. It's, well, there is, but it's like a clear, completely glass, like from the roof to the floor.
While the rest of the building is completely solid.
Right.
Like it's just on the front end, and I'd imagine the back end. There's no picture of it, but,
true.
Yeah, it's an interesting composition in solid and void, which was one of our projects, I believe, in my freshman year. the memories, and it just kind of reminds me of that. So I'd love to see what they did with that.
I'm just looking at this. I don't know how he did it because some of these are like pointing at a different angle, you know, than what you would see. He must have like photographed them from underneath as well and then put those in there.
Oh, yeah, and then turned them. Yeah.
Or like, you know, kind of got underneath this one and took the picture and then so it kind of looks like that perspective.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, just took different angles to get to that point.
We're figuring this out here, guys.
Yeah.
This is happening right now.
An amazing breakdown of buildings in different pictures. I just thought that was a cool little exercise, too.
If you want to do this right, you should look at the link while listening to this part of the podcast. Of course, we could have told you that before we started that part, but, you know, I like to put it at the end just to help out, you know,
time travelers. Yes.
People who listen to podcasts out of order. I think it helps them out a lot.
That's okay. We always link to it in the write-up. So if they haven't learned that by now, they will after this one. And getting to the world of sports that you got to here now. Deadspin has an article called "This Dude's Soccer Trick Shots Will Blow Your Mind,"
and you know what? I'm pretty sure they will.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Like, it was funny because the first set of trick shots that are on the page is almost like you've got to be kidding me. Like, it was like they had to have been setting this shit up. But then when you watch his earlier video, which is down below, and the guy's name is Remy Gaillard, I'm pretty sure since it looks like his earlier videos were filmed in Paris, I would imagine he's French.
Yeah, that name kind of makes you think he might be French.
And the name certainly aids.
Which way? I'm sure you butchered the pronunciation, but forgive us, Remy. You know.
Yeah, I'm sure he's gonna be he's gonna be listening to this too, like Idiot Intern.
I know he's a listener, so we probably shouldn't antagonize him too much here.
Exactly.
It's a pretty awesome video. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, I guess seeing the earlier video where it looked like it was, you know, quote-unquote a little more real, like the tricks weren't is dialed up, but he was still doing some pretty crazy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell watching the video for this video for the that he did for the World Cup 2014, it's not his first rodeo. Like, obviously he has done this many times, and just the like the nature of some of these trick shots, he's obviously like thought about a lot of different ways to do trick shots, because it's like things that I would never even occur to me to do some of this stuff.
Well, and the interesting thing, too, is that he did have, he had maybe like five or six tricks, and then he did variations of them, going through the whole list.
Yeah.
And they're all really impressive tricks, but, because there is the across the river into a golf type hole.
Well, like a basket?
Yeah. Or, oh,
there's like a hanging basket.
There was a hanging basket. There was a garbage can one time. There was literally a hole in the ground.
It was like a manhole that was uncovered. And I swear he was like, I don't know. What would you say? 60 yards away? I mean,
I don't know. The rivers that he was. Because, and that is the other thing, is that all the site was all the same for the most part. Like, it looked like a fairly large park of some sort. Like,
yeah.
Because it looked like it intentionally had opened up rundown style buildings, but they looked a little organized, I guess, which makes me think it was a park.
Oh, okay.
But it was open.
There was some debris and things around, though. It made me wonder if he wasn't just like in a industrial area, you know, doing it. I don't know.
Well, if it was, it was definitely some type of modern style building that had been there. Yeah. It was not like an old timey building.
No, yeah, this wasn't the kind of place where they're worried about Shrek attacks or anything. You know, it's it's more.
Yeah, he wasn't kicking it around in a castle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I would say, but to get back to the distance question, yeah, I mean that sounds pretty reasonable.
I mean, I'm thinking of one in particular with the manhole because he was, you know. They zoomed in to show him, but he was still kind of small. Yeah. And then they zoomed out when he booted the ball, and it went through the air the whole way and just right into the manhole, which...
Yeah, well, and that was the other interesting thing. Those shots were pretty impressive, but sometimes when he would just put extra English on it, but he would intentionally land it short and have the English do the work into the receptacle, no matter what it was. Those to me were even more impressive because, you know, like the ones that you just drop in, like you just need to make a shot to get it to bounce right off of. I mean, it's an outdoor area. I don't care. You know, whether it was set up or not, like it's an outdoor area. Like yeah, there are a lot of factors that can go wrong.
Yeah. I think the one was like at a subway or a train station or something. And I think this is one of the ones you're talking about with the English because he kicks the ball, like he rolls a tire and then he kicks the ball. And then yeah.
The tire and the soccer ball crisscross.
Sure. Like he kicks it so that it lands to the left of the tire. And then it crosses the path of the tire and, like, bounces off the wall and then comes back and, like, goes through the tire or, like, lands inside the tire.
Yeah, no, but the ball goes off of the wall and, yeah, because the tire and the ball crisscross twice. And then when they come back to the meeting point of where he kicked them from, yeah, the tire falls down just as the ball is going under. I'm like... Get the fuck out of Dodge.
That's one where you're like, how did you even think of this? Let alone do it. I mean, I'm impressed that you thought of it. But then you actually did it. Wow. Yeah. That was crazy.
Because, and I just love the headline too, because, I mean, and that trick just leads to this guy saying, oh man, and this dude, is this dude good at trick shots? I would wager that he is better at this than any of us will ever be at anything.
Which is probably true.
Yeah, like I was just like, yep. I don't have a problem going with that.
I wonder what else he has going on in his life. Is it's just trick shots all the time? I wonder.
Yeah, I mean...
He's devoted himself to trick shots. So
yeah, I mean, do you end up getting tired of that at some point? Like, you're just out for dinner, and you're just like, dude, no, I don't want to do a trick shot right now. Like, someone comes up to you all the time, dude, can you kick this glass out of my hand?
Oh, some of the ones I liked was throwing the Frisbees and then, like, kicking the Frisbees, but, like, hitting them, like, square so that they, like, fly straight up in the air or, like, straight down.
Yeah, because he did that, because that was another one where he kind of did two similar tricks. He used a Frisbee, and then he was also using, like, one of those three-pronged boomerangs.
Right, yeah.
And with the boomerangs, he was doing more of the, I'm just going to pick it out of the air.
Yeah, he had a boomerang, and he threw it, and it started to curve back towards him, and then he just, like, launched and just, like, annihilated it with a soccer ball. he was pretty accurate and powerful with his kicks.
Yeah.
It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then he loved also, which was a similar trick, he had like a can of, like, I can only think of those energy drinks that are in those big metal cans.
Right. Yeah, like a Rockstar or something.
Yeah, Rockstar.
Whatever the French version of Rockstar. Le Rockstar.
But, yeah, he would put one of those down, and then he'd usually, like, kick it off of...
Now, when you say put it down, you mean he drank it?
No, he would put it on the ground, usually.
Gotcha.
And then he would kick the ball off of a minimum of two walls, let's say.
Right.
And, and then he would knock the can over.
Yeah. I guess the one he did with the can that I was thinking of was in a parking garage, and he was, like, coming up an incline from a good ways away and then kicked the ball, like, into the can, where the can was sitting on, like, the edge of the outer wall of the parking garage. But then I looked at that again, and I thought, well, that was pretty good, I guess. But then I looked at it again, and he actually crossed his feet up behind him and kicked with his back foot, which was crossed behind his other foot, to make that shot. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
wow. Again, another example of how the hell did he think of this trick shot.
Yeah, and then execute. Like, yeah. It would be interesting just to see some players that are known to kick well, you know, that do a lot of the corner kicks and a lot of the set pieces. I mean, it would be interesting to see them attempt something like this. Like, I don't see them be like, this guy has done so much work on that specifically. Like, I don't see them being that good. They obviously have other skills that he does not have, or else he'd be on a soccer team somewhere.
Right. it's like, you know, he probably couldn't... I mean, I bet he does play soccer, though, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, no, because that was the other funny thing about the original videos that really made me laugh, was... Because, like, he was running from police in the first one.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, yeah. So, did you not watch the one below? Oh, okay. So, yeah, no, he had, there were three videos, actually. So, yeah, he is, it's hilarious because, yeah, he ends up, like, he'll, like, hit coffees out of police's hands and then grab his ball and run away from them. Huh. Like, it was ridiculous.
What the hell was that?
Well, no, in this one, he puts tart. And this is why you can tell he's from Paris. Because all the sites that he's around, you can tell, again, like, I'm just looking at the buildings, figuring out where shit is. Because that's in front of Notre Dame.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's just like, really? Like, to me, that's what makes it real. It's just like, oh, no, this guy is not fucking around. Like, he's really there.
He just knocked it in the garbage truck and celebrated like he scored a goal. That's pretty funny. Yeah, I mean, I kind of like this guy. Yeah, he seems like he'd be a lot of fun to have a beer with sometime.
Yeah, no, I would drink beer and or wine. And yeah, and he's fucking with tourists, which is hilarious. He's kicking it off. Well, and then he kicks it into a tourist bus.
That open-topped double-decker bus that was going by on the street while he was out there. Good stuff.
Yeah, so, I mean, this one shows that he is a little, well, I guess the English would say cheeky. I'm not sure what the French word for that is.
La cheeky?
That should not be getting funnier as we go along.
Oh, but it is, but it is. Yeah, he's got like a kind of a punk rock kind of thing going on here. And I think that shows in his other video too, where he's like in the kind of graffiti strewn areas. Oh.
Yeah, no, it certainly fits the guy's persona. And it's just, there's another one where it's just bouncing on top of a glass-topped boat. Oh, and that's the Pompidou Center. It's by Renzo Piano.
Wow.
He is an Italian architect.
So
that was the other reason why I'm like, no, he is not fucking around. He's at the Louvre there. That's why I keep going, motherfucker. Because like I said, in the first one, just because it's in like a park kind of setting.
Right.
Like there's some type of, I don't believe this to it. But again, like I'm seeing, oh, this is such a dick move. Because he puts targets on a bunch of bikes and nobody notices. And he sees a guy going by with the target on the bike and it's on the spokes of the wheel. And the guy kicks it into the spokes of the wheel and the dude wrecks. It is such a dick move. But I laughed.
Right. I mean, the guy wasn't injured or anything. He was on dirt, I guess, and it just kind of kicked the wheel out from under him, and he fell over. But, he didn't look like he was too happy about the situation.
And then if anyone really cares to go even deeper, since he didn't earlier, because I did, I'm like, oh, I've got to see what some of these comments are. Well, he does one dressed up. Is a football player. And he goes around, he calls it Urban Touchdown.
Urban Touchdown.
Yeah, no, it's, so he's dressed up in a red and purple, a full foot, he has shoulder pads, he has hip pads and thigh pads and a helmet, along with a mouth guard that's attached to the face mask. He's got the whole setup going on, and he just goes around Paris just spiking stuff.
What? He just spiked that guy's...
is delivering some mail or some flyers of some sort, and he just spikes them in the middle of the street.
Kind of in a celebration, yeah.
And then he runs into what seems like a McDonald's. grabs some cups and then throws them down outside. Like, he jumps in through the McDonald's drive-through window.
Yeah, that was like some parkour shit there. He kind of jumped up in through that window and came back out, like, before anybody could kind of react. Oh, no. Oh, no. That poor garbage man.
Yeah, so he decides to rip the garbage out of a garbage man's hands, throws it down like he spikes it, and then in trademark fashion...
parade around in salute almost.
Yeah, he does, if you're a wrestling fan, a Santino Morello salute, and then he kicks the garbage into the garbage truck anyway.
The full bag of garbage he kicks into the back of the garbage truck. It's pretty awesome. And then he bolts.
Now here he's like, oh, there's a police officer right down the street, watch this.
Huh.
and he runs from the guy. So, I mean, he obviously at least has some endurance. Like, the guy keeps himself in shape.
Right. He's able to run away from a lot of people in several of these videos.
Yeah. He pissed off a number of people in some of his earlier videos.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he could
he could give Tom Cruise a run for his money in terms of running.
I really thought he looked a little bit like, I think he could fill in as a stunt double for Jeremy Renner.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, I know. He kind of does look like that. Yeah. I see what you're saying. You know what? If they ever were going to do, like, a biopic about this guy, and why not, you know. Jeremy Renner. We already cast the movie.
Yep, we got it right there. Just pay us now.
Send us our checks, Hollywood.
Oh, man. So, okay. What was... But I don't know. But there isn't really... Those are those three videos, honestly, like... They're so ridiculous, so you need to check them out. We will definitely link to the article that has all three of them in it.
Yeah.
And but to continue in the world of sports, because, well, we're watching the NBA Finals as we record.
Right.
And the Stanley Cup Finals are still going on. Yeah. Obviously, in honor of the World Cup, we're talking about this... trick shot soccer guy. To cover the NHL side of things, we have bad British comedy or bad bit British hockey commentary.
You really murdered that.
Yes, I did.
Would you like to take a third run at it?
No, because I murdered it on purpose. I was just trying to act like the bat, Brad. Oh, god damn it. Why do I keep on wanting to say Brad?
Yeah, it reminds me of that show, Baking Brad. Did you ever see that? That was really good. I just finished watching it. Just finished the last episode of Baking Brad. No. Maybe I'll take over here. This is the bad British hockey commentary. And this guy apparently does like a series of these videos talking about American sports, but he's British, so you know the joke is kind of that he doesn't really understand what's going on. He's just announcing the game.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the one thing, I watched it this afternoon and I didn't think it was all that funny. Like, I thought he had a couple of funny lines, but then you needed to rewatch it before we started the show. And that's when it dawned on me that I don't like when he's trying to do play-by-play because it sounds like he's trying to be intentionally bad. But when he's coming up with his descriptions of the action... is where the beauty comes in. That to me, like, there's a difference between the two parts of the commentary. The play-by-play, don't really like. The description end of things is just hilarious.
Like, what was your what would be a description that you enjoyed?
Because, and it's the one that they put underneath of the article, actually, was the Mary Poppins, look how small the goals are, the size of a matchbox guarded by an overzealous beekeeper.
Yes.
Which is, it's a hilarious description of a goalie.
Yes.
Matchbox, like, you can, I understand, it's a, like... To the old, like, smaller matchboxes, I think it's, like, a good comparison, like, size or, like, a ratio-wise. So that, like, it matches up. And, you know, because he is more familiar with soccer, you know, he's used to a much larger net. And then, oh my gosh, it was my favorite part this afternoon, still my favorite part watching the second time. They have, and I can't remember his name, the guy that takes care of the Stanley Cup. And he goes, oh my God, Woody Harrelson has really let himself go.
Yeah, there's an older gentleman who was the guy in charge of polishing the Stanley Cup, I guess.
Yeah, and then he goes, well, you think they would have done that? And as he's polishing the cup, he goes, well, you think they would have done that earlier? They had a whole year to do it. Which is just destroyed me.
Yeah. Like, why do they do show that on TV a lot, right? Him, like, polishing the cup.
Oh, like... yeah. It's a constant. As soon as the cup is in the house... you see it getting buffed up at least once a game. Or if you don't see it buffed up, you see him buy it, like, with it, just, you know, him ready to go.
Just guarding it from dust.
White gloves, him and a team of...
He's just swatting away any dust particles that come towards it. On the ready.
Yeah, he's his own variety of beekeeper, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's got a hard job. But yeah, I guess it's just a constant thing. Like, you just have to keep up on it. Maintenance, you know. Maybe those hockey players, when they have it, they just do such disgusting shit that they have to, like, spend such a long time, like, cleaning it to, like, get it to where it's, like, safe to pass on.
Well, yeah, there are numerous stories of what has happened to the cup. Because one of the earliest ones that I heard was because it was not that long after I started watching hockey that the Penguins won their first cup. And it ended up in the bottom of Mario Lemieux's pool.
Wow.
So
that's in some ways disrespectful.
There was that, but I mean, people have done all kinds of crazy things with it over the years, and I'm sure there have been dirtier things that aren't coming to mind currently.
Two girls, one Stanley Cup.
Oh!
Oh, man. That was scary. We're going to have to edit this out. I broke Kevin, sorry. I didn't mean to take you to that dark place.
Oh, I'm allergic to you, Ken. You're just finally getting to me.
That one was out of line, you know. Sorry, we don't have to go there.
Yeah, if you wouldn't pass gas like that, I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Interesting that you're blaming me instead of the two dogs that are here. I mean, historically... the dogs take the blame for nasty farts.
Well, you're the only one that's awake, so...
I guess you can't fart in your sleep. I guess that's impossible. Whatever.
I don't know. Is there anything else on the guy with the bad commentary? Well, I mean, I guess I said my... favorite parts. Was there anything that that you appreciated about it?
I also want to say he has like a football, American football one as well, and he may have some other. I think he has an NBA one as well. I started watching.
They said baseball below, baseball. And I didn't. I didn't end up taking a look at that. But you know what? What the hell? If we can. Oh yeah.
It's well, relies on the audio.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem now.
Yeah, I mean, we could...
what the fuck? Everyone's going to be able to hear it anyway, huh?
Hello, fans of Robot Rugby League. This is the big one, the NFL semifinals. Whoever wins this game goes through to the Super Bowl. The crowd are excited.
It makes me... part of the funny thing is here, this is actually not an NFL game.
Catches it, runs a bit, gets tired, falls over, and the score remains goalless. stats. He's been on the internet 3 times. That's a school record.
Internet 3 times. It's an interception.
Mother Goose caught by 83 like a dog with a frisbee.
Making fun of the number of substitutions.
He must have a cold, but he's pressing on regardless. That's stoicism for you. Now he's got the ball. He ducks. He weaves. He bursts through a pile of blokes like a mad deflating balloon, flung over the yellow tripwire by two padded monsters, and Shemmy Leathers rain onto the pitch. Oh, a man from prison has come onto
the pitch.
The man from prison. Outstanding.
Mouth fist. Fist line, of course.
Gosh.
So that was a pretty comical take on American football.
Yeah, it says follow at AMH Richardson is it's the guy evidently that does these. hopefully that comes through. If not, again, we will be providing the links, so go fuck yourself. We warned you earlier in the show.
I feel like you're really getting angry with our listeners, and I don't know if that's going to necessarily help things out long term.
it's the age of the internet. If we're talking about something and describing it, you can go find it.
This is true. You know what? That reminds me of another article that I came across and didn't send to you, but it won't take long just to say this.
Okay, good, because I don't want to get to the other article because we are too deep into this show to do that.
Right. No, this was basically about that, how there is no rarity anymore. Like, they'll have the article was talking about YouTube videos like rare Beatles performance, you know, and it's like 10 million views. So yeah. It's like,
yeah,
oh, it's not really rare, is it? Like, there is really nothing that's rare anymore.
Yeah, I can see that.
Anything that you
the most rare thing is the one that's only getting one hit on YouTube.
Right.
Like, thanks, Mom.
Yeah, now if something's rare, it's usually rare for a reason. Because no one gives a shit. So, yeah, anything that's, like, worthwhile and rare, as far as, like, media goes, I don't know. Things have changed, I guess, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. No, things have changed. But everything we've talked about today, though, rare.
No, that stuff is rare.
Yeah. Our form tonight, rare.
I got you. Yeah, no, I can't argue with that.
And do you know why our form was rare?
I would say that they broke the mold when they made us.
That is one reason.
Okay.
The other reason is Breckenridge Agave Wheat. They are a fine beverage, a maker out of Colorado, who obviously have quite the reach if they're here in the fine state of Ohio. And I've liked a number of their beverages, and this one is no different. It is definitely a summer beer. It is summertime.
And the living's easy, my friend.
Yes, it is.
No, I enjoy this beer quite a bit. It really hit the spot with me. It's like a brewed with agave nectar, so it's got a little bit of a sweetness to it there. Otherwise, it's a, you know, wheat ale. I guess wheat ales have a little bit of sweetness normally, but
yeah, a lot of wheats have some cinnamon, maybe some nutmeg, a little banana.
Nutmeg? Yeah, like Malcolm X got high on in prison. Sorry, I had to do a little C-Lab throwback there.
Good boy. I didn't know the throwback.
So. Yeah, no, sorry. That's a complete non sequitur. But somebody out there got that joke, so good for you.
Okie dokie. Well, I've mentioned my beer. You have been closing. Oh, hold on. At Stunt Granny, at DeFrango 11, at Gozer 33, at Granny Maze, at Stunt Dusty. Eric is still alive and well. And at Chris Calamita, who will be doing the NXT review this evening. Sending that one in. And it's at Shafar. Or Fom D is Shahid's Twitter. So there we go. We got that out of the way. And obviously, I'll let Ken send it out after Plug Festival.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it was a great great episode. I think we deserve a pat on the back. And yeah.
Barry Horowitz style.
And we'll see you next week.